What's going on, fam? Alex Schlinski here, as always, with my co-host, Brian Downard, for the Get More Client Show, episode number 31. Brian Downard, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm living the dream, but we got to not do the as always if it's not true. We can't move away from that. But I am living the dream.
For one episode.
There, we did it. Intro. Woo!
This is Brian's 30th episode. This is my 31st episode because he didn't show up. So there you go. How about that? Easy peasy. Yeah. Today, we're going to be talking about confidence and how important it is to your success in sales and in business. This is such an important thing that we want to talk about today because we hear a lot of people in sales audits. We do a lot of them in prospecting on demand, sounding a little like wimpy and feeling bad on themselves and like maybe sort of ish. And then you got people asking like at the end of sales calls, like, what do you think, Brian? Instead of telling someone to make the investment because they're afraid of being like aggressive or something like that, which we've spoken about on the show before, which is dumb. You should be telling people what to do because you are confident in your service and believe in what you can do. And I think this is really, really key to long-term success in business. Brian, I'd love to just kick it over to you. Can you think of one time that confidence has really made a difference in your business life?
Confidence in my business life. Sure. I would say actually achieving a real result for a client that got them an incredible outcome and instilling the belief in myself that I'm capable of doing it, which through just permeated through everything I did, through my sales process, through just the confidence knowing that I had that data to go into the call with and that ammunition to use, made the anxiety of like, oh my gosh, like, how do I sell this? Just go away. So to me, a big way that I used confidence was actually achieving a result, getting someone what they wanted. And I think now translating that into what we do here at POD, we get amazing wins from our clients that we hear every single week. And it's unfortunate that maybe you get a little numb to it eventually. You need to go back and actually really appreciate that. But Alex, you specifically have said something that has stuck with me for a long time, that we are some of the best. You say the best, you say POD is the best coaching program in the entire industry. Period. And I love that certainty because to me, I a lot of us want to compare and we look outside or elsewhere. And I look at other programs that may have more clients or more money, but I look at what we're doing, what we're accomplishing and how we do in the community we built. And now I agree with you. And I didn't have that initially, but that certainty, I guess now I want to kick it back to you. Where does that certainty come from in this business specifically? Because you really gave that to me. I saw it in working with our clients, but I never believed that it was the best. Where does that certainty come from for you?
Yeah, I love that. And it's such a good leeway question, segue, because you mentioned that your confidence stemmed from getting results. And that's where a lot of people have an issue, especially newer people or people pivoting into a new niche. There's this concern of like, how can I be confident if I haven't delivered prior? The confidence that I have now, it's easy to say because of the amount of success we've had in prospecting on demand. It makes it easy when you have a page called prospectingondemand.com/the-proof. And it's literally just like 500 videos and 10,000 screenshots, including half of the coaches in the space who were previous clients of ours talking about how great POD is. It makes confidence really easy. But how did the confidence begin? How did the certainty begin? I think it was two things. Number one, my dad used to always talk about how important confidence is in your own abilities. When I had my bar mitzvah, we're going way back now because I just turned 30 and we're talking about when I was 13, you had to speak in front of the congregation. And our congregation was about like 500 or so people. And for any like 13-year-old, that's pretty scary. And on top of that, you have to read from the Bible, like in a different language, in Hebrew. And you also have to do this 10-minute speech or so. And my dad is a great orator. My grandfather was a rabbi, so he was a great orator as well. And anyone that has seen me speak, that's by far my best skill, in my opinion, and the thing I love doing most. And it started when I was 13. Brian, my dad would hammer me for a year. We practiced from when I was 12 to the date that I did my speech. Every single week we would go to the temple on Sunday and I would speak to the empty congregation and he would practice me and practice me and practice me and over to the point where I would cry and I'd be feeling like I wasn't good enough and I'd stutter and I'd stumble. And he was expressing the importance of confidence, exuding confidence in the way that you speak. Even if you mess up, even if you have an error in your speech, that is what people feel. People don't really listen to the word as much as they listen to the tone. You can even hear the tone that I have now, this pace in which I speak. Like, this is something that's so important and inbred in me. And that is where it started. The second thing that confidence came from is knowing that I was going to do what it took to achieve the result. I tell this to people a lot as a joke, but it is also very true. I graduated magna cum laude from the University of Central Florida. And the joke is, no one gives a shit about that and hasn't made a difference in my business career at all, except my mom's really proud of me. But the thing was, for some people that graduate cum laude, magna cum laude, summa cum laude, which is top, I think 5, 10, and 15%, I think that's what it is, or it might be 1, 5, and 10, doesn't matter. Those people, some of them are just like inherently very good at school. I don't think that was my thing. I don't think I was just inherently a gifted scholar at school. I just knew I was going to work really hard to do it. And that confidence also is what's been inbred in me. The confidence that you'll do the work is more than enough. And I tell that to all of our clients that are fearful of showcasing confidence pre-result, because the work, the effort, the desire to achieve the outcome and the actions you will put in to achieve the outcome, that's how you can be confident. Not that you've achieved the outcome prior, because just because you've achieved an outcome prior doesn't mean inherently you will achieve the outcome again. It just means you know you're going to put in the work, the actions over the outcome to ensure you can get it. And that is where my confidence stems from. And I think that's a really key element to our success in POD. To me, instilling confidence in other people and instilling confidence in myself and ideally you as well.
Yeah, that's an amazing answer. And I think you and I maybe, I'm going to segue this in a second to something that I think should value everyone if you don't have what I'm about to explain. But Alex and I had the benefit, I think, at a young age of being exposed to these types of opportunities to be leaders, to be put in a position to have to speak to people. In front of people, lead people. I was in the Boy Scouts. There's lots of funny jokes about the Boy Scouts. I get
it. There you go, let's go.
But to be fair, that taught me incredible leadership skills, because when there's Cub Scouts and there's Boy Scouts, and I think the transition, like when you go there, is like, I don't know, when middle school to, like, you get to middle school, you're getting the Boy Scouts, whatever. But our group of friends that I was in the Cub Scouts with, we went to different troops. And we didn't really like any of the troops we went to. We didn't like the kids there, the dads, et cetera, whatever. So our dads and us decided to start our own troop. And so there was only like 9 of us when we started. But I was 12, 13 years old when that happened. By the time, no, it was like 10 probably. And by the time I had become an Eagle Scout 6 years later, by the way, the discipline of like getting that shit done, earning something, the confidence to overcome all the adversity to get there in and of itself was important. But because we were the first ones of the troop, we became the leaders or the scout leaders of the kids underneath us. And that to me at a very young age taught me leadership. And then when I was on the basketball team in high school, even my junior year, I was the captain of the team. There was 3 captains and I was the captain because of these leadership skills that I had. But what I want to kind of segue to, maybe you didn't have that growing up, or maybe it wasn't instilled at you at a young age. I still had some confidence issues, oddly enough, as a very tall, sort of scrawny, skinny kid, because it's easy. Kids will make fun of anyone over anything. And it's the easy target when you're skinny and tall to be made fun of for. And I had like this chip on my shoulder. Like, what's that?
And a Cub Scout, easy to make fun of.
Right, easy to make fun of. And it was funny enough though, because again, a lot of my friends who I grew up with, we did the Boy Scouts with, we were made fun of. Like we're friends, so we did it together. But regardless, it took me until my mid-20s to take my fitness, I'm not even gonna call it a career, my fitness journey seriously, and through CrossFit have made incredible gains in my ability and skill outside of the business. And I preach this so much, and this is why I'm getting to this. Your confidence that you can build in things outside of your business will directly translate into your confidence and capability inside of the business. And frankly, fitness to me is an amazing ego check, because even when you start to get some success in business and you get it full of your head, you're like, oh, I'm the best. I'm unstoppable. Fitness is a great ego check. There's always going to be another challenge, always someone better than you, always a day you suck. And all of those lessons and confidence from that, in my opinion, translate back into the business. So my point here is, if you feel like you didn't have some of those things growing up, the leadership access or places where you could learn these skills, find things outside of your business that you are passionate in to excel in and grow in. And that confidence you achieve there will be translated into your business.
I love it. I think the antithesis of confidence is doubt. And it's such a common thing for human beings, let alone entrepreneurs, let alone agency owners or coaches, very commonly. And what I like to utilize is the idea that doubt is poison for salespeople, for entrepreneurs, for coaches. Mm-hmm. Doubt is what the inner voice inside is telling you why you can't do it, why this won't work, why they're not the right fit, why you're not good enough. Those elements, those conversations that you have inside, they actually seep out. Even if you express feigned confidence, meaning fake confidence to people, it seeps through because you cannot fake confidence. You cannot. What you can only do is tell that inner voice of the doubt to move away. I don't want to hear you. I don't believe you. I know I'm capable in what I can do. There's some simple things you can do for confidence building. And it always seems woo-woo and silly, but like simply having something on a board next to you consistently of saying, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, I believe in myself, I know what I'm capable of. And then saying those things to yourself consistently, it builds confidence. The problem is the misconception of perception. I know you like that, right? The misconception of perception is why most people don't build confidence. They're afraid that when you're building confidence, what ends up happening is you're really building arrogance, right? You're building, oh, well, he's conceited. Oh, he's being cocky. You do not control how someone perceives you. Someone can listen to me speak. One person says, I love that person's confidence. And the other person says, Alex is so cocky, I can't stand it, right? I don't control that person's perception. The only thing I can control is my intent and what I'm trying to bring to the table. I do not control someone else's perceived way that I am speaking. So if that's the case, why are you spreading your own doubt or withholding yourself, limiting yourself on expressing how confident you are in what you do? Because I don't want to come off too aggressive. I don't want to come off cocky. I don't want to come off arrogant. This is the misconception of perception. You do not have control of how they perceive it. So with that being said, push doubt away, express to yourself your own greatness. When I say I'm the greatest salesperson in the world, when I say I'm the best sales coach there is, when I say POD is the greatest coaching program there is, it's because I confidently believe that. And if I didn't, why the fuck would anyone want to work with us? If that ends up being someone doesn't want to work with us because of that very reason, that's definitely going to be the minority, not the majority. And it's been proven in POD in terms of the client success we've had because of our confidence transference. Sales is a transference of confidence, not emotional states. You cannot transfer what you do not have. And if you do not have confidence, you cannot transfer that confidence to the person that is investing in your product and frankly, in you. This is why this is so important and really a difference in making or breaking your business. You must have confidence. The same confidence that we had when Brian and I started working together came from Brian's confidence in coaching prospecting, which I saw in the mastermind we were a part of together. And then my confidence in expressing to Brian, if we work together, we can grow better. And here we are now. That is the idea of building actual relationships, building businesses through confidence. And of course, this permeates through your whole life as well. This is not just a business thing. Being confident in anything is valuable. Being confident in everything is necessary. And of course, understanding still, even if you're confident in something, doesn't mean you have to perfect that skill. You can still say, I'm confident because I know I'll put in the work, even if you don't believe you're capable of doing it just yet. And I think that's a really important element to today's show.
Nice. So many good takeaways today. I know we're going pretty quick here, but this is excellent. So make sure you watch this replay and subscribe wherever you're watching this.
Hey. Sure.
Please do that. By the way, I love this conversation. You were saying like, look where we are now. And the idea of looking back where you were and how far you've came when things are difficult or challenging. Like last night, you and I were having a rough day and we were just talking about this idea of looking back at where we were and how far we've come. And I think this idea of people needing to be attached to a certain outcome before they have the confidence. So for example, the ClickFunnels 2, Club Award, whatever the hell this thing is. Like I, at one point in my life, thought I needed that to have the confidence and the ability to be able to coach and be a good business owner and like have that stamp of approval. And as soon as you stop attaching yourself to needing a certain outcome, whether it's this award or approval from someone or bench pressing 500 pounds, whatever the thing is, don't get attached to the outcome of needing that to be confident. Get attached to the process to achieve it. Fall in love with the practice of doing it, and you'll naturally create those gains in your confidence and whatever else you're striving towards and achieve the outcomes by focusing in on the process and not thinking you need the outcome first. It's not a chicken or an egg scenario. You can achieve it by working towards it. You're muted.
1000% agree. I love that. I think that's such a valuable insight and lesson. I would love to hear from you guys. We never asked this, but if you're watching us live in the Seven Figure Culture Group, I'd love to hear from you what instills confidence in you or what creates doubt. I'd love to hear from you also if you're watching on YouTube or in your favorite podcast apps. how do you instill confidence in yourself, or how do you allow doubt to seep in? I think these are valuable insights to share with others. And being transparent and vulnerable about your own doubts and your confidences is ultimately the key of why we wanted to do this episode and give you a little bit of something different from the Get More Client show. But if you do want to get more clients, I do promise you this, being confident will make a big difference. It really will. Brian, anything else before we wrap out of here?
No, let's rock and roll.
All right, fam. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on the Get More Client show. We got a quick one for you today. Please feel free to leave us a rating or a review, subscribe, click that bell, and we will see you on the next one.